All right, fighters. Hey, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. If all goes well, you're seeing this on video as well. I'm Tom Reber, and I'm here with Jordan Smith from MT Copeland. And Jordan, right now, there's some people going, what the hell is MT Copeland? So that's why you're here today.
That's why I'm here.
That's why he's here. So, guys, we're recording this in, what's the date today? It's the 23rd.
3/25/2022.
All right, 3/25. But the 25th of the March month in the year of our Lord, 2022. I believe that's how it's said. Of course, we hit record, now my phone starts blowing up, so I'll put that over there. So anyway, we're at JLC Live right next to the beer garden. So if you were at JLC, you probably had a couple cold beers on the Contractor Fight. Since we're sponsoring the beer garden and we open it up a couple hours a day to allow you to partake if you choose to. So anyway, I'm excited about this conversation for the next few minutes here with you, Jordan. What does MT Copeland do? Who are you guys? What do you do? And what the hell are you doing at JLC here?
Yeah. So MT Copeland is online training for the trades. So it started a couple of years ago, seeing how there's like a perfect confluence of influences between online training has definitely come into its own. Mm-hmm. Video is definitely there. And then there's a huge need in the contractor world for trained labor, right? And a lot of people don't have the tools in their toolbox to be able to train people that come to them and say, hey, I'm willing to work. I'm here, but I don't know what I'm doing. So what we're looking at being 50% of the solution. We'll never be 100% of the solution because it's working with tools. I can watch you play guitar for 40 hours, and unless I pick it up, I'm never going to be good.
Well, I could tell you, if you watch me play for 40 hours, you'd see me not get any better. So I'm actually a drummer.
I could watch you play drums.
And so real quick, a side note here for the show, we had, I brought the wrong cable and he figured it out why we couldn't get this going. Cause he in a former life was an audio engineer.
Talk about the
universe aligning so we could record here today. So, because I'd still be going, I'm plugging it in a different place and stuff like that. What I dig about you guys is we get asked all the time in the fight, which, you know, we don't cover any of like the craftsmanship stuff. There's plenty of things out there for that, right?
Yeah.
But you guys, to my knowledge, are you the only one doing this the way I know you're the only one doing it at the level you are.
Yeah.
The quality of your production and stuff is off the charts.
Yeah.
You guys are phenomenal at this, but I don't remember seeing anyone come to the table and really bring what you guys are bringing with the actual, meaning you guys, like if you got an apprentice carpenter, right?
Yep.
Like a kid who doesn't know shit coming in, you have content to start teaching how to frame something or whatever.
Yeah. From the beginning, you know, you don't know. We literally have a course on hand tools. Like, this is a hammer. This is, which I thought was really stupid when I was recording. I'm like, who doesn't know what a hammer? But, you know, there's a lot of kids who just never have went through, and like a chalk line, if you don't know what a chalk line is and you show up to work and your boss says, hey, go grab me the chalk line, and you don't know,
it'd
be much better to have all of that. So we have from the simple all the way through some really high-end framing with Ryan Smith doing roof cutting. So we run the gamut.
You know, Vince Lombardi would start every training camp with the Green Bay Packers as football coach, holding up a football saying, gentlemen, this is a football.
Yeah.
So he made no assumptions. John Wooden, the greatest
basketball
coach, he started every season basically teaching them how to put their socks and shoes on and tie their shoes properly.
Really?
Because he's like, if your wheels are screwed up,
you can't do anything. You got to start with the fundamentals.
So yeah, it's not surprising. So this is a hammer. This is a whatever. Fister Velt.
Yeah. Skyhook.
Yeah, there you know. So when I was in the Marine Corps, so when you look at a map, you know, you unfold a map, there's grid squares on it. Like there's lines and the little squares, and the square represents like a click or 1,000 square meters.
Whatever,
depending on the map. So we would send new guys to the armory and say, hey, go talk to Corporal Smith and get a box of grid squares. You know, and he'd be down there and be like, oh, I don't have them at this armory. So
you got to send them that. Yeah. Everybody's in on the joke, but you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Anyway, you started this by saying you guys are a resource. People don't have any like real training. Everybody knows they need to train.
Yep.
Like, and I think every single company on the planet has an issue with training at some point, right?
Yeah.
Even if they have a regular training program, it's still kind of a pain in the butt. So I want to encourage those of you that are listening, like, don't hire somebody, throw them to the lion's den and expect him to be up to speed. And then you're pissed at the guy and going, this guy doesn't want to work.
Yeah.
And he's lazy and he's this and that. It's on us as owners of our companies and this and that to take somebody who has good character, who wants to learn, who's coachable, all those things, and set them up for success. Right. And our relationship's relatively new, maybe over the last month or so, we've kind of really gotten to know each other between our two companies. What I love is just, even if you just onboarded people, right? Like, yeah. Even if an experienced craftsman came in, like, hey, this is what we're training our new guys. Now, every company has their own way, but so how do you guys determine what you're going to teach with each craft?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. It started opportunistically. So we found people that were really cool, doing really great work, and had a presence in the training field. So Instagram and different social media platforms really helped with that. So Tyler Grace teaches our painting course. And I know Tyler, because I follow him on Instagram, is like, this guy does good work.
Yeah.
We're teaching a painting course. I want him to do that. So we sort of did a shotgun approach in the beginning. Like, we've got painting and we've got carpentry and we've got all of these different disciplines. We now have a big enough library that you can see what we can do and how we do it. Now we're listening to industry on, like, where do we really need to go deeper? Because we can film, there is no end of content that we could film on this. But we want to make sure that we are filming the thing that is going to be most useful for the most people at the beginning. And right now it seems to be remodelers, especially, are really resonating. I think for two reasons. One reason is they tend to have their own employees versus a general contractor like what I do on my other job. I sub most everything out. So that pinch point is one removed. I still need good guys. They need good guys, but I don't have to deal with it every day like a remodeler will. And then two, in remodeling, being cross-trained matters a lot. You know, if I'm a drywaller only doing drywall every single day, I've got knowledge of what I'm doing. I don't have to know about framing.
You get dialed in.
Exactly. Like,
I mean, I was a painting contractor for many years, and I liked being the one trick pony for the most part because we got really good. And
very efficient
processes or efficiencies was through the roof. And I'll tell you, the one trade that you could never ever talk me into doing would be a handyman.
Yeah.
Or meaning starting a handyman business
company.
Because everybody has to be so good at so many different things.
So many things.
And that's similar to the remodeler.
Exactly. Exactly. So
what do you have in there? You got carpentry.
So we've really gone deep on the carpentry track. So we've got carpentry apprentice bundles. We've got carpentry one bundles. We're working on some of the management courses for carpenters, right? Being able to, like, okay, I've mastered these skills here. I can do them. But now how do I keep doing excellent work when I've got another guy or two other guys that I've got to keep the whole team? So that's carpentry. We have paint. We have framing from, you know, basics of wall framing all the way through high-end roof framing. We have blueprint reading. We have contracts, especially for her name's Caroline Cromine. She does fantastic
work. She's one of
our
coaches in our Battleground program. Yeah, Caroline's awesome.
It was so funny. Yeah. When we were filming that, because everybody, all of our film crews are contractors, right? They own their own businesses and they just come in. Like, they're taking notes. Like, they're not contractors doing house remodels, but like, as she's talking, like, this is how you don't get screwed over. They're all just like, well, that's a good point. And, you know, so we really are trying to equip people to have a full career arc, right? It's great. And we need people to come into the trades. And so we're definitely concentrating on that. But we want to give people the ability to have a full career that is challenging and rewarding from beginning to end. So how you transition from just being an apprentice to being a level one, level two, lead, business owner, you know, that full career arc.
Carpentry, you mentioned roofing.
Yep.
So we have framing and trim carpentry, right?
Framing, trim carpentry, paint.
Drywall, paint.
Drywall.
Didn't you just add tile?
We have tile.
Okay. You got plumbing, electrical.
We have plumbing, electrical. We're shooting electrical. June is electrical month. I don't know whether you know this or not, but June is electrical month.
All right. I did not know that.
We're shooting heavily for electrical, and specifically three courses. We're doing foundational courses on everything that I usually end up teaching. It's just how it works. So like the house frame works is not how to frame a house, but like, this is the forces that this house has to withstand. Here's all the components of the house that help it withstand those forces, right? Yeah. So why is there a stud there? Why is the header this size?
Well, that's interesting. When I was down at your booth this morning, we were talking, you mentioned, it was funny, while we were standing there talking, I'm watching all these craftsmen walk by, and their booth's pretty sick. It's like, it's all framed down to the sticks, right?
Yeah.
Or it's just a house.
Yeah, it's just a framed house in process.
And you could see all the craftsmen walking around. And I looked at Jordan, you guys, and I said, I said, man, everybody just walks by and judges your work, don't they? And you just laugh. But you shared with me then that these guys were in the framing course, totally experienced framers were picking something up. Like, man, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So yeah, absolutely.
You talk about the framing. Like, what's something that a lot of them have shared? Like, I didn't know that.
Sheathing specifically, how a shear wall works, mm-hmm. right? Everybody knows it's like, yeah, we put the studs up and then we sheathe it, unless they're doing, you know, on the ground and picking it up. But at any rate, you have your studs and you have your sheathing. And I was actually talking to Omar, one of my framers, and he had braced a wall with the cross beam just two parallel, right? So it's hard to talk about on a podcast, but basically parallel with the top and bottom sill plates. So the wall would have accordioned over or would have fallen over. And I'm like, no, you gotta angle this up. And so I did a little demo for him showing like, if you do this, this is what's happening with your triangulation, right? And so in the course, I actually do that. I build a little model of studs, show it all falling down. Then I put a single piece parallel and it still falls down. And then by the time you shiplap it, it works. But that's just because the interference between all of the different shiplaps. So like when we used to shiplap walls, that worked great. But you can't, you can't just do a single one. And so just building that case of like, here's what happens physically. And therefore, if you want to make sure it doesn't fall down from a shear standpoint, and you want to keep air out and you want to keep water out, plywood sheathing or zip or whatever your favorite thing is, that makes a lot of sense. And that's why we do it, right? So building the case from the beginning so people understand like, this is why we're doing what we're doing, instead of just like, oh, that's what we've always done.
That's cool. Fighters, many of the coaching clients that I've helped over the years were in serious trouble because of friendly fire. They tried to grow too big, too fast, and caused themselves a bunch of pain. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're living paycheck to paycheck, even though your employees think you're getting rich. Maybe you're struggling with burnout from living in a constant state of chaos in your business. Maybe your kids haven't seen you in days. Maybe you feel trapped by the business that was supposed to be your ticket to freedom. Wherever you're at, listen, it's time to call a timeout and get your foundation in order. In fact, not even if you're struggling, even if you're winning right now, but you know there's another level of winning that you want to take your business to, it's time to call a timeout right now and get your foundation in order. And that's what our Battleground program is designed to do. It's everything you need to grow your business, sales, marketing, leadership, numbers, you name it. It is there. I want to invite you to go check it out. Our kick-ass group coaching program, Battleground, at thecontractorfight.com/battleground, and join an incredible community of other men and women who are kicking some serious tail in their business. thecontractorfight.com/battleground.
That's cool. There's always something to learn, man. It's crazy walking around this place, seeing all the different products and stuff. And guys that listen to the fight, guys and girls, when I say guys, I have to say this every now and then. I mean everybody, but
it's an inclusive term, for sure.
You know, there's women in the trades too. I'm like,
oh, yeah, speaking of which,
women are badass in the trades.
We've got a lot of women. We've got a lot of women instructors in our courses, and they're all, we don't hire actors, you know, so these are all like Marianne, she's a plumber up in Vancouver, master plumber, runs her own business, and she's just a badass.
That's cool.
And just crushes it. And she's a woman in the trades that's really pushing that along. So it's really cool.
Yeah. You know, side note for everybody here, I've coached a ton of couples, married couples in business through the years. And I would say most of the time, easily 90% of the time, when they come to us for business coaching and help with marketing, sales, whatever it is, 90% of the time, at least, it's the guy who's the issue because he knows everything. I've been in the trades for all these years, and generally the spouse comes into the business and this. So guys, listen to your fucking wife. All right. Anyway.
No, we were talking about that. We were talking about that yesterday with women in the trades. Like, my wife is way smarter than me. Mm-hmm. Like, she works in the company with me, and she's just a lot smarter than me. But she doesn't, like, I would show up on a job site as a teenager and be like, all right, we're doing stuff. You know, like, I'm just an idiot, but I'm not intimidated by, she's more intimidated by like, hey, I don't know about this and I don't know about that, and way smarter than me and will be way more successful in what she does. But she wants to see like, okay, what's the plan? What's the step? What's the ladder that gets me from point A to point B? And that's one thing that we're really trying to help with all of the industry is being able to show, okay, this is how you want to be here. this is where you start, and this is all of the steps in between.
She's process
yep.
person. Yeah. Yep. See, I'm not.
Yeah.
Not at all.
No.
I mean, I follow a process. See, here's the thing. Are you familiar with a DISC profile, D-I-S-C? You ever heard of those?
Sort of like the ENTJ.
Yeah, whatever that stuff. Thing yeah. is, you know, LMNOPs or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
So a DISC, D-I-S-C, a D is dominance, I is influence, S is steadiness, and C is conscientiousness. So yeah. if you're like a high C, you're like off the, you know, high C is like detail-oriented engineers.
Yeah.
That. High D's are generally driven, type A. So like on a scale of 1 to 100, I'm 100 as a D.
Yeah.
And then I is like people person, which is why they sent you to do the interview.
Yeah.
People person.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I am so high. I don't even know. See, this is so funny. I have ADD too. I don't know what my whole point of this was. I was bringing up, you brought up your wife. She's process person. Processes are important. See, I knew I'd get there.
Processes are important
to me. Because I'm competitive as a high D,
yeah.
I want to win,
yeah.
and I will plow through, and I will find a way to win, and that's why I pay attention to processes. But I'm not normally yeah. that way. Anyway, yeah. it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. How long does it take to do a training?
Well, it really depends. So our courses range in length. Our shorter ones, like I do a SHARP, another acronym: self-starting, honest, adaptable, results-driven, and positive. And this is really just like. You want to learn how to be a good employee or a good employer, just a good person, right? I made that acronym. I used it to train my employees. And so that's a 30-minute one. Deck building with Mike Girton is 6.5 hours long of Mike going through the code on saying, this is how you size your footings. This is how you size your joists. This is how you...
So that's 6.5 hours.
Yep.
How long does it take to film that?
Six and a half hours.
They come to you, don't they?
Yeah. Generally? Yeah. This one was an on-site deck build. So 6.5 hours took 5 days of filming mm-hmm. on-site plus another day of filming in Mike's studio, doing all the code work.
Time
yeah.
and this and that. So,
yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Like I said at the top of this, like the quality that you guys are bringing in this is pretty off the charts, man.
Yeah.
So, is M.T. Copeland a person? How did we get that name?
So M.T. Copeland is a person.
Okay.
He's no longer a living person, but he was the first guy. He was a professor, and he was the first guy to sort of make the connection that business is a trade and a trade is a business, right? So at the time, if you wanted to go into business, you would just do what your dad did, and there wasn't a science behind it. So he was a Harvard professor that was like, no, there's a science. Hmm. There's a science behind business. And even if you are a tradesman, if you are a general store operator, like having the science of business helps you be better at business.
So he's dead and you use his name. That's pretty cool.
Tesla used
right.
it. Way.
Tesla yeah.
Yeah. yeah. So like, okay. you yeah. can, once you're dead, it's free.
Or Woolworths.
Exactly.
Remember Woolworths?
Yeah.
Anyone
yeah.
remember that? I don't know. Dan, Nicole, they're behind the scenes here, guys. Name a company that's named after a dead person, like Tesla. See, they can't do it, everybody. They can't do it. Can't keep up with us. Huh? Edison? They're out of business, aren't they? Huh? Edison's in Detroit? The fuck do I know?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Ford? Yeah,
but he started it.
I'm yeah. saying...
Like somebody who just stole a dead person's name.
Elon, it's not Elon, it's Elon Musk. Elon Musk. See, we pronounce it Elon because we're Americans.
Anyway, this is a South African Elon.
It's Elon.
Elon.
All right. It's Elon. I heard that today on another podcast.
All right.
When I was working out. So it's
we're starting the podcast
Elon
rumor
Musk,
train.
You called it Tesla. So he took somebody else's name.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, Dan's trying to keep up with us, everybody. So it's all good because he can't hear what we're saying. So he has no idea. He's standing like 8 feet away and I called him out. So how long have you been with the company?
Since the beginning.
And what's your official role there?
I'm the head of education.
Okay. What would be something that people might be surprised to know about being the head of education? What's something like... Most because I at running a coaching and training company,
yeah,
I'll
yeah.
tell you one of my biggest I don't want to say burden because it makes it sound like it's a bad thing, so I just I'm not going to waste time finding another word. But my biggest burden is curriculum,
yeah,
the things that we're going to coach on and teach on, and
yeah.
this and that. So I'm just curious, like for you, what's something that might surprise people?
Surprise people, I don't know, there's surprises.
What surprised you when you started doing it?
What surprises me is when you film something and you're like, this crushes it. this is the course for this, and then trying to figure out why it doesn't move like you thought it would move. And then other times you film something like, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. And then it's just like hotcakes, or like Ryan Smith's. I mean, it's, you have to be a master roof framer before you can understand even what Ryan's talking
what
about.
Talking
right.
About there.
So I was like, I mean, we might have a few guys that would, but it has been selling like crazy.
So it's funny you say that, because we do it, obviously, a shit ton of marketing and stuff for the fight. And I was talking to Dane, who's the camera guy here with me today. And I pulled out my phone and I'm like, we're talking about posting stuff on Instagram after we left your booth this morning. And I said, yeah, man, like reels are where I'm getting all the views now.
Yeah.
You know, the most views. I guess that's what Instagram is saying, right?
Yeah.
So I have this guy I'm working with. Like, it's a dude that I found on YouTube who's coaching me to grow my Instagram channel. And he used to work for Gary V.
Okay.
And so, you know, he knows his shit.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm doing what he says to a T, and ain't nothing fucking growing, man. I'm like, and then I do like another reel, just kind of, I half ass and I throw it up. It's got like 20,000 views in like half a day or something.
I know. That's what always cracks me up about marketing companies coming to you and being like, all right, we know what to do. And then you look at their channels and it's like, well, why aren't you doing that? Like, if you know social media marketing, why are your channels so small?
So we advertised for a social media person last year, got all these resumes, and I narrowed it down. I narrowed it down to a few, and then I went to their profiles, and none of them have any growth or anything. I'm like, the hell, see ya.
Yeah. Anyway,
fighters, don't miss out on Mile High Profit Summit 2022. We're going to be outside of Denver in Westminster, Colorado, September 14th through 16th for the epic premiere, most kick-ass event in the construction industry this year. One of the speakers there is my good buddy and my personal coach, Ben Newman. If you don't know the name Ben Newman, just go ahead and Google it. But listen, he's a highly regarded performance coach, international speaker, best author. He works for the NFL, PGA, NBA, MLB, UFC, NCAA. In fact, he is the mental conditioning coach for the 18-time national champion Alabama Crimson Tide football team. And he's worked with players all over the NFL and a huge influence in my life personally. So I encourage you to get your butt to Denver in September and be in the room with 500 other contractors that are totally going to level up their game as business owners, as people, as partners, as spouses, because that's what we do in the contractor fight. And as always, tickets are half price for your spouse or business partner, because it's that important that your other half is in the room with you. When you get everybody rowing in the same direction, good things happen. So head to thecontractorfight.com, click the menu where it says Profit Summit, and get your butt to Denver. I'm out. So it's funny, you're talking about the thing that blows your mind or surprises you, like why something moves and doesn't move. I feel the same like at an event like JLC here, and I shared this. I did a podcast about this event a week or two ago that came out, and I said my one gripe with the JLC, and I've been here many times, and this is a great event, so just I'm letting everyone listening, like, I love the event. You go around to any of the tool demos or anything they're doing, and there's 100 contractors around, and their tongues are hanging out, and they're drooling, they're like, oh, this is so hot.
Yeah.
You know, like they're looking at strippers or some shit, right? And then you go to the education sessions where they're teaching contractors how to fucking make money, and it's like crickets in there.
Yeah.
And that pisses me off because you got to have both. And that's what that's like, yes, of course, we have to do high quality work and be trained and, you know, build shit to code and do all the things that you're teaching.
Yeah.
But it's like, you have all this skill, you better be paid for that shit. And that's what annoys me doing what I do. Like, I'm sure if it were flipped, you'd be annoyed too, right?
Yeah.
But it's just that's my little soapbox moment for the day. So do you have any other trades that are on the radar that you're trying to get in? And if somebody's interested in
June is electrical. June's electrical month. So that's a good point. We are looking for great, not even instructors, just great electricians who understand their trade. Mm-hmm. we're going to be doing electrical. We have something called the Expert Council. So we invite people onto our council because we want to have as many different perspectives as possible as we're training yeah. the trades. So we're looking at building that out for electrical too, because as we walk into the licensed trade arena, we're not going to replace, you know, every state has their own. Right. So we're not looking at replacing that. What we're looking at doing is the supplemental stuff of like, hey, I just got this apprentice. He doesn't know up from down. Mm-hmm. I need him to understand the basics. Or for remodelers, I'm a remodeler. What can I do and what can't I do legally?
Yeah.
You know, I can replace a switch, but as soon as I start doing this, can I do that? Or can't, you know, so we're doing basics of electrical, remodelers electrical, and then we're going to get into some of the industrial electrical as well. So not residential or commercial, but actual like heavy industry.
You know, our mission has always been to bring respect and dignity back to the trades, right? Yeah. And that's what I love. That's why we're having this conversation, because this shit matters. Like yeah. there's trades that you don't do that shit right, people die. You know,
yeah,
you
absolutely.
Don't do things, walls fall over. You don't, you know, you know, just what you said about like, hey, at what point does this remodeler got to call somebody who's licensed in something and this and that? Like, and you guys, we talk about making money all the time here in the fight. This is the value I'm talking about. This education that you have and this craftsmanship that you and your team have. You're the fucking A team. You're the elite of the elite. You're not chucking a truck.
Yeah.
You're somebody who gives a shit. And so that's elevating the reputation of contractors. Yep. And as our value increases of what we're giving to people, you better pay, or they bet people better pay you, and you better yeah. make money, because you can't, like, your platform ain't free.
No.
So like, you know, I don't think it's expensive, but it's not free.
It's not
but
free.
The point is, it's like, if somebody's going to put their people through there, they got to have profit. They got to have money to keep training their people.
Yep. And that's something we harp on a lot of these, especially a lot of the foundational courses that I teach. I always talk about efficiency and more effectiveness and efficiency to profitability, because it's not necessarily apprentice's job to make sure it's profitable, but it is his job to make sure that he's efficient and effective. Like, he is doing mm-hmm. the most work that he can do in the set amount of time without just, you know, blowing through time and yeah. blowing through estimates and then making ultimately the company unprofitable, and he won't have a job in another 6 months because it didn't work out.
Yeah. Yeah. Every little thing matters. So before we get out of here, what should I ask you, or should have asked you that I didn't ask you, or what do you want to share that we haven't talked about that would be helpful to somebody listening to this?
We are starting to offer for pricing. We're starting to offer subscriptions. We have bundles, and then obviously it's a la carte too. So the idea is that this will be the training program for your company, not just a, you know, like buying a book and putting it on a shelf, but you run people through this continuously, a continuous education type of a platform.
I love it. Like Netflix for the trades.
Netflix for the trades.
There you go. It's more than 10 bucks a month though.
It's a little more than 10 bucks.
Bucks yeah, a month. It yeah. should be. It yeah, should be.
It is. I've never watched a Netflix show and then was able to turn around and sell the knowledge that I just gained for more money
exactly.
over time.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's definitely an investment. And you guys, I want to hit this one more time before we get out of here and wrap it up. I'm going to ask you where people can find you guys in a second.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a clear path for your winners in your company, your FWs, your fucking winners, all right? If
is that what the, that's yeah, what the all FW right, means. Hashtag
so
FW.
Just educated you.
All right, I'm going to get me a shirt.
I'll hook you up, man.
All right.
I know a guy. So the people that are kick-ass in your company have a great attitude. They're coachable. They want to learn and grow. They're not staying if you don't give them a path to grow.
Absolutely.
So a lot of you guys are like bitching and complaining about, oh, I don't want to invest in my people. I don't want to spend money. Training's expensive and all this other shit. Okay, well then get used to what you have now, because you're going to continue to have this revolving door of people, and you're going to blame them on not having a work ethic and all this yep. other crap, when the reality is you're not doing your part as an owner. When you decided to hang your little sign on your office door and say, you know, Chuck's painting or something drywall or whatever,
yeah.
you made the commitment to be a business owner. And one of those roles of a business owner is you have to train your people.
Yep.
Like, listen, if I still had like my painting company and all that other shit, dude, I'd be, or any company, if I started anything in the trades right now, I would be digging through your stuff and
yeah.
using it, because I know training is important. I'm just not going to do it personally.
Yep.
Like, I'm not, it's not my skill set.
And it's so, also hard, you know, if you're giving it to one of your lead men of mm-hmm. like, hey, you're really good at this. Here's a new guy. Teach him how to do that.
Yeah.
Some people are great at what they do, but they're not great instructors.
Yeah.
And worse than that, and more nefarious than that, is the people like, I don't want to teach the new kid. Like, I had to learn it the hard way. He's got to learn it the hard way. And it's.
Well, and you know, here, since you brought this up, Get your seatbelts on, you old people, older people in the trades. I'm 52, so I can call you old fuckers old. I don't think I'm old, but a lot of more experienced people in the trades, when a new guy comes on, you know you're marking time, you know you're on the cruise control, you know you're not pushing, and you don't want the new guy to come in to be successful. And so I know a lot of you fuckers are holding back and not wanting to train these guys your secret skill of how to do something and be more efficient because your ego's in the way.
Yep.
All right. And then you wonder why you're still stuck in the field after 30 years and not, you know, a sales guy or not project manager or whatever it is, your body's breaking out. It's because you're holding on to your knowledge and you're not sharing with younger people and being patient. I always tell people, and I'm not this guy, I'll tell you right, I am not this guy, but my grandfather, one of my grandfathers, when people go, when I tell coach people like, hey, if you're going to work side by side with somebody, you got to act like you're a grandpa teaching the little kid something in the garage.
Yeah.
That's how my grandfather was. Like he was patient. Now he kicked me off a job. I went with him to, he's a painter and paper hanger, and it was bring your kid to work day or whatever. And I went with my grandfather to work to hang wallpaper. He kicked me off the job like 3 hours in because I kept fucking shit up. All right. So I'd rather hang myself by my junk than hang wallpaper ever again, just so you know. So anyway, but no, it's that it's you older, more experienced guys, you have so much wisdom and the trades are dying and people don't want to come into the trades for a lot of different reasons.
See, I told you they'd find their way through.
You know, Tim, you got one job. He goes, I do now. Oh, apparently I didn't train you yet. All right, there you go. Anyway, I'm excited for you guys, what you're doing.
Yeah, I appreciate you having us on.
You got a kick-ass platform. Guys, I encourage you to go check it out. We'll put it in the show notes. Where do they go?
mtcopeland.com.
mtcopeland.com. And if they're somebody who's one of those electricians or somebody that you're talking about, they're like, hey, I know my shit and I'd love to be a part of the solution here. How do they reach out? What do you want them to do?
Reach out to us either at jordan.smith@mtcopeland.com or hit us up over at Instagram. We've got a really active Instagram account. And so it's a great place to show off your work and say, hey, I'd love to be involved. And then that's usually the best way.
So is tag you guys and tag stuff us. Like that and say, hey, let's have a conversation.
Absolutely.
I guarantee this guy's going to want to write through here. Yeah, he self-corrected, man. That was situational. He made
good choices, good life choices. Good
choices. That's funny. He was coming, and then he made a hard right. So it's kind of fun just watching this. See, we're here, you guys. You can't see us right now unless you're watching on YouTube. If this ever makes it to YouTube, we have our headsets on, and it's loud in here, which you could probably hear the background noise. But nobody around us can hear what we're saying, so we can just talk about people all day. People watch. You know,
there's Aaron Thomas Aquinas and Ben Bogey. They have no idea. I don't even think they can see me.
And I just love looking at my team members right now, and I smile and I nod. See, I'm just nodding, and Dane's looking at me like, "What? What? Watch, I'll do it to Dan." Right, Dan? Right? Yeah. Okay, just gave me a thumbs up. There you go. Well, Jordan, it was good hanging out with you today, man. It's a blast.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Guys, hit the show notes. Check these guys out. Seriously, invest in your team. Invest in your people, and I know you guys are just going to keep adding to the library and getting better. So it's kind of like our podcast and our YouTube channel and stuff. Yeah. Like you just do one, you do another,
just and it compounds
over time. And next thing you know, you got several hundred pieces of content and trainings and stuff like that. So that's cool. You're just getting started, right?
Just getting started.
It's just one of those, you know, full on attack mode. So awesome, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, guys, give us a review. Share this podcast with somebody else. For God's sakes, train your people. Head to mtcopeland.com.
Yep.
Check out what they got going on there. Give us a review. I think I already said that. Appreciate you guys. I got to rock. No, I got to. You guys rock. That's what I say. You see, I always fuck up my
your own exit.
You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.